In the KTO newsroom, this is Andrew Kitchenman. The state reports that over 7,000 gallons of oil leaked from a North Slope well owned by Kalis Energy. Tom DeRuyter is with the Department of Environmental Conservation. He says DEC thinks most of the spill was contained to a gravel pad, but about 3 gallons of oil made it out to the tundra. Kalis first reported the spill in mid-June. Then the company thought just 5 gallons had escaped a cellar surrounding the well. Nearly 30 people were injured on a tour in Skagway Wednesday. According to a press release from the city, a Unimog touring vehicle went off the road at the Alaska Excursions dog camp around 11 a.m. The Skagway company offers tours of a musher's camp in Dyea. The fire department and EMS volunteers responded to the scene of the accident at 10 Mile Dyea Road. 28 people were transported to the local Dahl Memorial Clinic. 25 were treated and released. 3 were medevaced to receive further treatment. The clinic declined to provide further information. The extent of the injuries is unclear. The fire department and municipality also declined to provide any information beyond the limited press release. The Coast Guard cutter Maple reached the Northwest Passage on August 3rd, less than a month after departing its former home port in Sitka. The Maple is en route to Baltimore, where it will be dry docked for a year to receive repairs and upgrades. While cruising the Northwest Passage, the Maple is conducting scientific research for the Scripps Institute of Oceanography. It has transited over 3,000 miles so far and is accompanied by the Canadian Coast Guard ship Wilfrid Laurie. The crew is helping record underwater sounds from marine mammals, as well as sampling zooplankton and gathering data on seawater at various depths. The Maple is scheduled to arrive in Baltimore on August 23rd. The crew will then return to Sitka. The realities of the Southeast King Salmon closure hit home today when no one, whether fishing commercially or recreationally, is permitted to retain one of Alaska's most sought-after species. Industry groups from both the commercial and sports sectors have been sorting through the limited information available from the state about the closure and soothing the tempers of their members. One thing is certain, though. Both sectors want to ensure that 2017's unprecedented closure is not repeated. At Juneau International Airport, it's 67 degrees. The winds are southwest at 10 miles per hour. This afternoon, the high will be 68, the low tonight, 53. Friday, the high will be 63, with a chance of rain, then rain likely. For KTO News, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.